Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Bang, 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 as the night goes on. Another ute load filled with back-breaking lifting and gear thrashing work, only to return to the chiller and load the ton or so of kangaroos onto the chiller rails with rusty old hooks that always seem to cut your hands. The end of the work, I have a bush shower, simply a tap fixed to the side of the van.
I walked out to the kitchen one morning to the radio blaring as usual and prepared myself for Dad's depressing daily weather update. But something was different this morning. Dad was beaming and took great joy in announcing,
"There's big rain coming, mate. It's going to be the drought breaker."
Maybe this time the weatherman will be right. That night, sure enough, I awoke at midnight to the rumbling of thunder and steady soaking rain hitting the roof.
In 2011, the war started. My family's home was bombed by a plane and then by a rocket. Everything was gone. Later, we watched the video of the explosion flattening our home on Google. The restaurant where my father worked was bombed to ice. And some of my friends were killed while shopping.
I feel trapped by the body I was born in. I can't escape my dysphoria. I bind my chest every day, which gives me back pains and sometimes makes breathing a struggle. The feeling is difficult to describe. It's like being trapped in a room with no escape. It's the feeling of hiding your head under your covers at night to keep safe from monsters, only to find that the air becomes hot and unbreathable, and no matter how hard you struggle, you can't pull the blankets off.
From the second I was born, I've been a problem. 8 weeks premature, I couldn't poop, a cyst on my twisted bowel, an operation, and I bled out on the table. Pneumonia, leaving scarred lungs, choking on my own saliva, and coughing fits. Diagnosis, cerebral palsy. Told I never walk, but I wasn't going to let that happen.
I spent some more of my best times here. As a kid, I went to every movie, except the horror movies. On cold nights, my family loved to pull up and sit in the back of a ute with a big blanket over us.
There was an obvious distinction between myself, a country bumpkin, and the teenage city slickers. Waiting to catch the train between two stations that are within walking distance are the city kids, attached to the latest iPhone with earphones in.
4 years on, boarding still has its bad times when I miss home and my family. But I have great friends and the students and teachers around me are so friendly. And splitting my time between boarding in Toowoomba and being with my family on Palm Island has meant I know two lifestyles. I am now two-way strong.
Haywire.
My driver doesn't have a license. I don't know his real name. The car is filled with a thick stench of teenagers sucking on cigarettes and the sound of rattling cans in the boot. Liquor bottles lie discarded at my feet. We drive up a dirt road, always taking back routes. My mate sitting shotgun pulls the handbrake and we go flying sideways, inching nearer to death. The thrill of being tantalisingly close, that's why we do it.
I don't dream of playing for Australia. I'd just love to score a big century for my local club and eventually score more than my dad. Hanging around these blokes has improved my self-confidence and made me even more passionate about equality in sport.
Due to the price wars, milk is now sold for $1 a litre. Out of that single dollar, the supermarket, the processing company, and the company that transport the milk take their cut, leaving next to nothing left. I try not to think of what will happen to the place when my parents retire.
I got more confidence and got myself a job at Alice Springs Hospital as an interpreter for Indigenous people who come from remote communities. I like doing this because I feel proud of myself. I speak four languages, English, Walpri, Arrernte and Mudja, and I'm only 18 years old.
And being the only Indigenous student at the school, I was very shy and I kept to myself. People would ask me ridiculous questions like, did I live in a hut? Or, did I know what a computer was? During conversations, I'd reply with one-word answers. And even then, I'd have to change the way I spoke so that they would understand my accent.
There are now two major bushfires burning. One is out of control crossing farmland and destroying anything in its path. It is only getting hotter when Mum arrives home from work. She says, we have to leave now.
Mum heated her gloved hands in a pail of lukewarm water whilst I supported the ewe's weight. She had been in labour and exposed to the elements for too long. This moment was crucial. If done wrong, we would lose them both.
I've gotten my fair share of insults at the skate park, like child, gay boy, and the classic scooter fag. I always find it funny when they say things like that, and I just look at them, chuck in my earphones, and they'll do some cool trick, and their jaws just drop.
This proved quite a challenge, because each time I went to stand upright or lean out of the saddle, my horse would stop, resulting in some heavy falls. But none of it scared me. I guess I was too little to realise what could go wrong.
I hope to enlighten people with the correct information about Islam and break down these stereotypes. The only thing I can do is talk about it. I am proud of my Arabic culture and of my Australian culture. I am proud to wear hijab.
Haywire.